all players at times will go into shooting slumps, and it's all about confidence. So the first and foremost thing you have to do is, as a coach, you've got to try and get him the best shots, you know, in his comfort zone. And obviously the first one would be, can you set him up for a layup? Can you get him a backdoor cut? Can you get him a post up? Can you get him to the free throw line? Those are the things that get, you know, guys who are used to scoring the ball. I always use the analogy. It's like sharks to blood. You know, once they taste it, they all swarm. They go for it. And it's the same thing as a scorer. You know, when you make a couple of buckets, you don't go through the analysis in your head like, okay, were they easy baskets or were they tough baskets? No, they were baskets, and I'm 2 for 2 right now, or I'm 3 for 3 right now. And if I miss my next three, I'm still shooting 50%. And I'm on fire, you know. Yeah. So basically, that's the way a shooter's mentality, scorer's mentality works, and a lot of it is based on confidence. And when you have confidence, you can really make the tough shots. That's why some of the greatest, you know, scoring guards, shooting guards in our league are the guys, in some ways, who have no conscience, who always believe, you know, that the next shot's going in. If you can keep that belief, then most of the times you're probably going to make shots.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, it's always been Chris Paul. It's always been Darren Williams. It's always been Rajon Rondo. It's always been Derrick Rose. It's always been Russell Westbrook. And you always put Darren Williams on that same level, on that same plateau. What are your feelings? Does he still belong on that plateau despite the struggles that he's had here recently?
Well, I mean, if you look at it for years, I mean, the question was, who's better, CP3 or Darren Williams? Because, I mean, if you look at Darren's numbers against Chris Paul's numbers, when they played head-to-head, Darren was on top most of the time. So he definitely deserves to be in that conversation. And I think that he has the ability to still be in that conversation. So it's just a matter of, you know, I think a lot of things come into play. But the first and foremost thing to me is you've got to get his confidence back. You got to put him in situations that, you know, that he's going to thrive in.